This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right. You know what? Everybody just, you know, calm down. Calm down. Boy, is everybody's panties all getting all up in a bunch, right? There's supposed to be investigations and impeachment and, you know, investigations of Democrats and Republicans. And everybody's now starting to get all worked up and heated. And can we just stop for a little second, all right? Both sides won last night. Both sides won. Now, I am saddened by the loss of Walker, Scott Walker. I wish he would have, you know, still been able to retain his seat. And a close friend of mine, Danny Tarkanian, I'm sad about that. But we both sides won last night. So if you're a Democrat, that's huge. Winning control of the House, that's huge. If you're a Republican, winning more seats to the Senate, huge. And staving off what was supposed to be this tsunami blue wave, huge. So both sides won. I think a bunch of states also got marijuana legalized. So, you know, they're all happy. Apparently, did you guys know there's a group called Pizza to the Polls? Apparently, donations from stars raised more than $300,000 so Pizza to the Polls could bring pizza to hungry voters who were waiting in poll lines. That's pretty interesting. I guess they raised $376,000 to bring pizza to people who were waiting at the polls. That's pretty flippin' awesome. I have to admit, that's awesome. Because, you know, some of you were just standing in line, and it's so it's exhausting. And by the way, we're all winners because the election's finally over. And we don't have to deal with this for another year when we have to start. Well, I mean, actually, it's already starting. They're already talking about how Joe Biden is leading the polls. People just love, just like with me in football, I have to admit, when football season's over, I'm not ready for it to be over. I want more football. Basketball doesn't seem to do it for me as much as football. So I get, you have this anticlimactic, well, now what? So here's the thing, okay? I was with Steve Sanchez on the Steve Sanchez Show last night. Big question people have is, well, what does this mean for healthcare? Nothing. I mean, healthcare is going to be at a standstill. If the Democrats control the House, the Republicans control the Senate, we're going to have nothing move forward. And so what's going to happen in terms of the Affordable Care Act is it's still going to just kind of trickle down and just start to delete and dilute and just, I don't want to say, you know, implode connotes a more, you know, explosive, urgent, acute thing happening, but I just don't see anything happening with healthcare for a while. All right, so we're probably not going to be socialized for the next 2 years. We probably could take a breather. My only problem is we still have real high deductibles. And, you know, everybody had said, well, look, if the Republicans take control of the House, then they could finally do something with health care. I don't know. The Republicans had control of the House. I mean, we had control of the House. We had control of the Senate. Nothing happened with health care. So maybe that's what is in the long scheme of things. Maybe that's in the master plan. that health care is not going to be a priority. It just, we just live with Obamacare, and then we have to, in 2020, figure out to vote people in, you know. There was a huge blue wave in Nevada. Dean Heller lost to Jackie Rosen. And again, you know, my being in Nevada, I like everybody. You know, like Steve Sisolak won governor. I like the guy, you know, and I'm Laxalt. I mean, when you're in Nevada and you're in the media, you like everybody. It's, you know, but we saw states where, no, the Republicans were booted out. We still have too close to call votes in Arizona. From what I understand, there may be a recount in Florida with Rick Scott's race. But the president even thought it was a success. So everybody's going to cite success. So strategy here. Okay, so if you're on the left, your strategy now is, all right, make some gains. Show that you're being in Congress makes things happen. Show that you come up with popular ideas that are palatable and get them through. That's what the Democratic strategy should be. The Republican strategy is, well, if the Democrats claim they're going to obstruct and, you know, waste all their time and taxpayer money on trying to impeach Trump, then fine, let them do that. And then by the year 2020, America will be like, well, look, we need to move forward, okay? You know, this was 2 years of ridiculous. Now, what is frustrating is we have made some huge momentum in terms of the economy. Now, from a political strategy standpoint, if things stop and the economy starts to go down, it could be blamed on the Republican, on the Democratic House. For the Democrat strategy, they could say, no, no, you don't understand. The economy's going to have issues anyway. So we're going to stave it off from having more issues. I don't like the stereotype that when the Democrats are in power, economy stinks. When the Republicans are in power, economy's good. But I got to tell you, if you really kind of look past, it just kind of seems to work that way. I don't know why. So, you know, some of you guys are depressed. Many of you guys are anxious. A lot of us didn't sleep. Listen. Okay, you know, this is politics. There was no way the Republicans were going to maintain control every single election from here on out. The pendulum was going to swing. And if the pendulum was going to swing, and this is the farthest it swung, collection of some more House seats, getting more Senate seats, that was the worst thing that could have happened. The Republicans really did. They really lucked out last night. So I just want things done. I mean, I want America to come first. I don't want to see the fighting. I don't want to start seeing I don't want to see impeachment and then Trump, you know, promising retaliatory investigations. I just want us to get stuff done. And that's what you guys have to call for. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so pediatricians are warning parents to stop spanking their kids. This always seems to come out. Every couple of years, doctors come out saying, quit spanking your kids. And some of you are like, didn't we already cover this? Didn't we years ago say it's taboo? No. The reason why this keeps coming back is because some parents are still having trouble effectively disciplining their kids. And so they tried the no spanking route, and it didn't work. And I keep telling you guys, look, there are tons of things you could do besides spanking. All right? You know, as a family doctor, I am not pro-spanking. Trust me. I grew up in the days with the belt. You know, switch, things like that. That was not, those weren't fun. And you want to know what? It didn't, you know, That did not make me into the person I am today. Everyone's like, well, you know, nice getting a nice, good butt-kicking, not a butt-whooping, not entirely. Not entirely. However, I as a parent can tell you that with some kids, time out does not work. I mean, my kids laughed. It was ridiculous. So, you know, here I am. I'm a newly licensed doctor. I have new babies, you know, and I tried to develop a mommy face. Yeah, I remember my husband's like, why did you give him that look? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to do a mommy face. He's like, oh. And I guess, I don't know, it wasn't the mommy face. The mommy face isn't something that you could force. The mommy face is real. That's what really stinks. You know, because I'm like, I love my kids so much. They could do no wrong. I don't care if they smear their poo-poo on the wall. It's kids, they're little kids. And so there was a lot of things, you know, because I worked all the time. You know, when my first one was born, I had to go into work. I had to drive to work. So I had to leave the house at 10:30 in the morning. And then I didn't get back to 1-2 at night in the morning. So I only saw my kid for a couple hours in the morning. It was horrible. So you think I'm going to, you know, yell at them or get upset when they do something? Anything they do, I found precious because I didn't get to see my kids. And so I tried to develop a mommy face so that they, and you know, they just laughed. I mean, they're like, yeah, really, mommy's never mad. Okay, well then, you know, once I got my schedule better and I was able to, you know, have them babysat at the office and I was able to see them all the time, then when they ticked me off, I don't know what my mommy face is, but the kids say I have one. And they know. They know when I'm mad. And I may not even be mad. I might be like, what just happened? And they know that the poop is about to hit the fan. Hurricane Dolly is coming. So they flee. So apparently, parents really, they do develop a style. Okay? They do develop a style. And then I was like, well, here's the thing. You know, my kids are not, you know, listening to me now. And if I do a swat on the tushy, that just isn't flying. I told you guys, with my kids, they got two different types of tushy. One has my tushy, which is kind of a, you know, bubbly, very, you know, I don't know, full tushy. You know, it could feed a family of bears for a week. It's got a lot of meat on the tushy. And then the other one has my husband's tushy, very flat, where it's like bone. He's got no tushy. And so when you try to spank either, I mean, you'd break your hand on the bony-butted kid. On the other one, it just bounce off, right, like mine. And so it's amazing how, you know, you give birth to two kids, and they are so different. I mean, just based on their tushies. It blows my mind. But anyway, that's genotype and phenotype, which we'll talk about another time. So I told you guys, the very first time I decided to spank my kid, it was a concrete, cognizant, well thought out, strategized decision. And what had happened, I told you guys this, where I was at a park, and the little one was in the stroller, and I had to change his diaper, and the big boy, which was only, he was only, gosh, I think four maybe, I don't know, four or five. He was young. Meets this girl at the park. And he goes, Mom, we're going to go get ice cream from the van. And I'm like, well, you're not going to no van. What are you doing? So there's the mommy face, right? It's like, say what? Oh, hell no. And I go, that's not an ice cream truck. That's a van. And then he wanted to go to the van. And it was this white van that looked like it had some stickers on it. And it was like a football field away because this park was huge. And I told him, no, not happening. So then I have to change the baby, and I, you know, change the baby. And I didn't really leave the park. I'm still in the vicinity. And when I look up a few seconds later, and honestly, these kids move fast, I don't see my older son anywhere. And I look, and I squint, and he and this new girl that he found are heading over to this white van that is in a non-populous part of the park, just parked there. I freaked. So I screamed and yelled, and I told him to get his tissue back over. And then when I sent him home, you know, I noticed he really isn't, you know, what's mom going to do? If he has a choice between following a girl who he just met, which could have been a setup, and he has no problem following that girl to some van. Yeah, the van was gone. Before I could call the police, the van was gone. And again, it was so far away that I couldn't get a license plate. But if, and maybe it was an ice cream truck. Maybe ice cream trucks now are in, you know, vans because you can put refrigeration in it. I don't know. But all I know is my kid had no problem disobeying me and listening to a stranger because he didn't understand the consequences. So when people are like, you know, where did spanking come from? Why would parents hit their kids? It's because if a child doesn't understand abduction and sexual assault and child pornography rings and sex trafficking, if a 4 or 5 year old doesn't understand that, you gotta give them something that they are going to understand. So that was the first time I spanked him, and he laughed because, again, you know, he had bubble tushy, you know, laughed. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't get this, you know, and I talked to my friends who had kids, you know, because you always learn from others, and they go, you know, look, you know, your kid needs to know that you are a badass. And, you know, because there could be a bad guy saying, you know, I'm going to do things to you, but I'll hurt your mom if you say. Or a teacher could do that, and, you know, I'll go after your mom. And your kids need to know that your mom is one of the toughest badasses out there where, you know what, where they'll tell you, you know? And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, my kid needs to know that I don't take any crap. The problem is the spanking, it didn't work. It didn't. So what did work is taking things away. And luckily for us, computers and phones and things like that, if I want to punish my kids, yeah, I could sing to them. Yeah, I could cook them dinner. But if I really wanted to punish them, I just take away their phone. And they think it is Armageddon. They think their world collapsed. And so it stinks. I don't want them feeling that way because they will lose their phone. But I don't have to strike my kids. I don't, you know, and I think a lot of parents don't have to. You have to find what makes them tick. So the American Academy of Pediatrics says that if you do spank your kid, it could cause potential for long-term harm. Aggression, brain changes, substance abuse, suicidal behavior. And the Academy says research since 1998, discipline policy led to the update. They say spanking is falling out of favor among parents, especially those with young children. Some parents still believe it can lead to short-term improvements in behavior. Studies show spanking, though, is no more effective than non-physical punishment. That's true. Now, timeout, it was ridiculous. I put the two kids into timeout. They were giggling. Then I separated them so they couldn't see each other, and they were peering around the wall giggling at each other. Timeout just didn't work for mine. But it may work for your kids. Timeout may. Timeout is where you sit the kid against the wall and just have them sit there and do nothing. And if the kid wants to go and play or whatever, they can do that. You have to make sure they don't have a phone or a tablet or something fun to do. Sending a kid to their room, no, because the kid's room usually has toys and stuff. You can't send your kid to bed without supper. That's child abuse. So spanking, as we know, doesn't, if it doesn't do much and there are links that it could cause more aggressive behaviors, not worth it. Not worth it. In fact, some studies said that physical punishment in childhood would reduce their gray matter of their brain and increase levels of stress hormones. Plus, you see more suicide behavior, substance abuse, and anger. But if you are having issues, right, you know, controlling your kid, you need to talk to your medical provider. Maybe the kid has a issue like oppositional defiant disorder or something else, and maybe they need a psychologist. But don't just spank them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke on Capitol Hill. One of the things he addressed was the fact that the Democrats may start going after President Trump and administration members now that they have control of Congress.
Well, you know, the whole issue of presidential harassment is interesting. I remember when we tried it in the late 90s. We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Sanchez may be joining us later this hour to kind of give us the breakdown on politics. So Monroe, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Monroe, writes, he wants to run for office. Some of the people that won in his district, I can't repeat some of this on air, but basically they have the personality of a, and okay, so that one problem right there, if you can't write an email without cuss words, you're probably going to have a tough time running for office. But I like how, what I liked about this note that he gave me is he wants to make things happen. He, you know, I don't think he's the only one that noticed. Some of the people who won out there. Some of the people who won and took over Congress and took over Senate have absolutely no personality, are not likable, never really accomplished something. So then why did they win? So when I was on the Steve Sanchez show last night, I believe Steve had said that $3.2 billion were spent. I did that grammatically correct. $3.2 billion put into this campaign. And that the Democrats outspent the Republicans by $300 million. If Steve's numbers are correct, that's ridiculous. And so maybe it's not personality. Maybe it's not, you know, what they've accomplished. Maybe it's money. All right. So joining us, nationally syndicated radio host and my network brother, Steve Sanchez, is on the line. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I guess we survived the late night last night doing election coverage.
I knew it. I bet you went to bed at 2-3 in the morning. Nevada results, because you're in Nevada today, Nevada results took forever to come out.
It took forever, and I was just so wound up from doing the show that, you're right, it was almost 3 in the morning before I even closed my eyes, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're awake, and the results are still coming in, not calling it for everybody, but it was a crazy night.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the big headlines that we're seeing is how, you know, Donald Trump has threatened retaliation if Pelosi, and I don't even know if Pelosi's going to, you know, represent the House, but if the Democrats want their first order of business to impeach him. What do you foresee happening now in terms of the chaos?
You know, I'll tell you this, and I've been through this a lot. In fact, I was watching the press conference. In fact, the press conference is still going on now with the president, and he's been battling the media here with their craziness. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi has taken a very bipartisan approach over the last 48 hours because she wants that gavel back. She wants mm-hmm. to be the Speaker of the House again. And by the way, let me remind everybody, that's the third in line from the presidency. That's scary stuff. So she's backed off. She's publicly said, look, I am not willing or interested in impeaching. But that doesn't mean that's not what she's really going to do, or she's, you know, she's not going to move that forward, because so many in the House, including Maxine Waters, are saying, no, we're going to investigate. We're going to go further, deeper. And if impeachment is necessary, we will impeach.
Mm. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, we were making so much move. We had so much momentum, you know, and even Democrats were, you know, noticing, okay, you know, I'm doing better. You know, we're making money. We're, you know, I the job growth. And it's like now it seems like we're going to be hitting a wall.
There's no question. I mean, you know, I think no one's really looking at what happened last night. And what happened is, you know, the Republican Party had a pretty darn good night. Picked up seats in the Senate, picked up governorships. You know, yes, did the Democrats take over the House? Yes, but they didn't take it over by, you know, monstrous numbers. I mean, it's not like there was a landslide in terms of representation of the House. And this has happened in history. I mean, it happened with Obama. It happened with Bush. It happened with Bill Clinton. So, you know, Trump is not the first to have this happen. And when they're trying to say, well, you know, this is basically a slap to Trump's face, now he's a one-termer. Well, you know, Bill Clinton wasn't a one-termer. Obama wasn't a one-termer. George W. Bush wasn't a one-termer due to this. So it's almost silly that the Democrats are trying to say, you know, we've got the power back. Let's move our agenda forward. I think the Democrats are going to hit a lot of block walls themselves, and the American people are going to wake up to more of the shenanigans because they can't help themselves, Dahlia. They're going to continue to show who they are over these next 2 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And, you know, the Democrats are pretty fractionated, but you have some that are very, very ultra-liberal that, you know, are trying to promise everything from the Treasury. Why don't we just open it up and let everybody take money and spend it on whatever? And then you have other Democrats that are more moderate going, look, you know, my constituents, they're not happy with the Kavanaugh stuff, and they're not happy with the, you know, with the, you know, caravan coming. And so, you know, I think the Democrats are, you bring up a good point, if the Democrats aren't really combined. And I mean, yes, they may form a voting bloc, but in terms of mission, I don't think they're all on the same page.
No, I don't either, because there are, and you're right, there are many Democrats in certain areas of the country that happen to be more moderate, even a little conservative, that do not like the shenanigans. They get put in a very unpleasant position when the leadership that gets more of the TV time, more of the radio time, like Pelosi and Waters and some of the others, it makes them uncomfortable, because you're right, their constituents don't operate that way. They're hard workers, they're blue-collar workers, they just want to do well for their family, and they get kind of caught up in the mix, and it's just a bad situation across the board.
So, you know, Steve, and we're talking to nationally syndicated host, the Steve Sanchez Show, who you can also listen to on GCN, as well as you got to follow his Facebook page and Twitter, Steve Sanchez Show. What do you think happened? Why do you think there was, I don't want to call it a blue wave, let's call it a blue splatter. Why do you think there was a blue splatter or splash or trickle? What happened?
Well, you know, the one thing the Democrats have always been very good at is theatrics. They're masters. They're artists when it comes to theatrics. And they play on people's emotions. They were just really well organized, talking about health care, painting Trump and the administration to be racist when it comes to the caravan that's coming from Honduras. They did that well. They didn't let up. And the Republicans just failed to do a better job speaking about health care. People are upset. They're tired of paying the astronomical premiums that they're paying. They're tired of it. And the Republicans really just didn't address that. And, well, elections have consequences. The Democrats just did a little bit better of a job. They spent one heck of a lot more in terms of money. I heard you speaking a little bit before I jumped on. I mean, we're talking $330 million more. They outspent the Republicans by $330 million. And as a collective whole, this campaign or campaigns for this election season was $5.2 billion. So it was a lot of money.
You know how many free clinics? That could have put free clinics and, you know, bought people's health insurance down and, you know, opened up new schools and fixed the flipping potholes by my house. You know what that money could have done? It blows my mind. You know, and I get it. Everybody says, well, you know, the media industry does need advertising. They do need money. We do need workers. It did create some jobs. But still, listen, Steve, do you have a minute? Can you stay on after break? I want to talk about strategy.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
So, guys,
thank you.
We're going to be coming back. We were talking to Steve Sanchez of the Steve Sanchez Show. But, I got to tell you, when I hear those millions and billions of dollars being spent, and as a doctor, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, where are we going to pull money for more cancer research or for, you know, new HIV medications or PrEP or, you know, how we're going to address autism, which, by the way, another study's come out saying they blame autism on pollution. And, you know, we're spending it on seeing an ad that you and I don't even want to watch, and we're trying to watch football. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Steve Sanchez. This is Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, man, these ads that pop up on my computer are driving me crazy. I was trying to load up election results, and I get this bra ad saying size up to 44F triple D. All right, now, if that isn't the government watching you, I don't know what is. All right, we are back with the Steve Sanchez of the Steve Sanchez Show, who's helping talk about what we just kind of dealt with yesterday. Not the blue wave, but a blue splash. or smidgen, smudge. Steve, you know, I'm looking at what's happening with the caravan, and it sounds like many of them are kind of going to Mexico City and taking a rest there because that's where they could get food, shelter, and it seems like some of the reality is hitting, but they may not be able to come into America that easily. What is your take on what's going on?
You know, it's something, and I'm seeing the same things you are, reading the same things you are. And, you know, Mexico last week, if we can believe Mexico, offered them asylum, offered them jobs, offered them education, offered them health care to keep them in Mexico. Many refused. In fact, probably most of them refused. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, who's really funding the costs? And I know they're in Mexico City, and they've taken a break. But I've got the suspicion that it's not going to stop. I believe that it's going to be the thousands that were intent? No, I think that number is going to scale down quite a bit. I think some are going to probably accept asylum, stay in Mexico. But I still think we're going to see a large number come towards the border. I've got this suspicion, and I believe George Soros is writing those checks and funding. In fact, it's already been proven that many groups tied to George Soros are funding and helping these people get closer to the border to, in fact, do what I believe this is an invasion.
You know, and you know, I'm torn because, you know, my father was an immigrant. You know, my family had to escape the Holocaust. And, you know, luckily they were able to go to Israel. And then from Israel in the 60s, they were able to get a visa to come to America. And then, but, you know, they went through the process and they went through the very grueling process, learning the language, studying history and constitution and taking the tests. And you're a child of immigrants as well. And so, you know, on one end, I understand the need to flee. On the other end, though, you know, when you see some of the organization to this, it does look more like an invasion rather than a fleeing, you know?
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, I've put in video footage up on my Facebook page of what many of these people are doing when they were entering the border of Mexico. You know, some of the violent behavior, mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about thousands of people, you know, really, how many of those thousands could be MS-13? 500? 1,000? Would that make a big difference entering this country? Another 1,000 MS-13 gang members? It would. They're violent. They have no mercy. You know, how many could possibly be extremists that operated radical Islam in this caravan that, mm-hmm. you know, want to come into America? You know, that's a dangerous game to play. But, you know, the difference, I think, with your family, the difference with my family, is they came and there wasn't a group writing checks to help them come to encourage this type of, well, you know, behavior. They came, they did the right things, they were willing to do the right things and assimilate to become Americans, your family, my family. The mm-hmm. difference, many people that come from Mexico, and look, I'm a Hispanic, I'm telling you, they come here, they don't want to assimilate. They believe America stole Mexico. They're here with the intent of taking Mexico back, and they don't care about the red, white, and blue. That's why they wave the red, white, and green, their own flag, and they don't want to learn the language. That is really a large percentage of people crossing that border, and nobody wants to say that.
So, you know, what would you recommend that the administration does? I mean, now we got a you know, blue and red Congress, we got a purple Congress, and we have, you know, Trump, and, you know, I believe now they we're going to have 15,000 troops on the border. What does our administration do when the media catches pictures of babies being, trying to thrown over the wall? And I mean, it is going to be, once they hit the wall, it is going to be a mess because they're going to put the children first. They're going to, and I don't know. What advice would you give our administration?
Right. I get it. Look, we're all compassionate and we all have empathy. I think, you know, decent human beings do. We're empathetic. We're sympathetic. We have compassion. The media, they just instigate so much of this, because they want to play on everybody's heartstrings. And I get it. And I understand people want to come for a better life. But, you know, we have kids going to bed in this country hungry as well. We got vets mm-hmm. aren't being taken care of in this country. We've got a huge homeless population in this country. And we need to stop giving people freebies when they come. That's the biggest deterrent. You know, mm-hmm. if you come, you're not going to get a driver's license. You're not going to get welfare. You're not going to get free education. You're not going to get entitlements. You're not an American citizen. You're not going to get that. That's the biggest deterrent that not only this administration, but the Congress or future administrations need to be able to take on. But you know what, Dr. Dahlia, I'll tell you this. This is the problem. Republicans want cheap labor. Democrats want the votes. And until that mindset changes, this is the problem we face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know. And it's heartbreaking. It really is. And, you know, what I've said before in my show, everyone's watching, you know, because Europe has their issues with immigration, Asia, there's issues all over with immigration. I think people are going to be looking to Trump as a barometer of how to handle it. And if he's able to successfully stave off the caravan, and I it's going to take one heck of an, I don't want to say act of Congress, but it's going to be a magic act, then, you know, other countries are going to follow suit. And, you know, how do you deal with the PR and the humanitarian aspect, but then how do you secure your borders? And, you know, we talk about, you know, wolves in cheap clothing. And, you know, it took only two Tsarnaev brothers to do the Boston Marathon bombing. So two. There would be one bad person and there are two bad people sneaking in. And if anything happens, I mean, that's what everybody calls for. Well, we got to tighten security. Well, you know, we've just let thousands of people in.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not an easy thing. Unfortunately, we've been dealing with this problem for 50 years. No one's wanted to do it. They've all kicked it down the curb. And now this president is being faced with it. You know, obviously, this president was voted in as an outsider, made some very strong promises on the wall and a variety of other things. And look, most of America, and I think if you really pulled the true heartland of America, most of America, they don't want this. And it's not because they're not empathetic. It's because we have a country and we've got to protect our country. It doesn't mean we're not passionate people or compassionate people. But we have a country. And we operate under a rule of law. And you know, there's other countries that can accept these people. And you know, what do? Well, Honduras, we stop giving them aid. Let's start helping some of these other countries become more of a democracy and utilize their own resources to build their own people up, to have somewhat of a middle class of a life. You're going to have people fleeing. But you got to get rid of these third world dictators and the way they operate in order for their people to be able to have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, Steve, how do people find you?
You can find me by going to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. All my info's there, Facebook, Twitter, email, times that I'm on, and we'd love everybody just to take a look and listen and see if they like what they hear.
Oh, great. I like what I hear, and I like what I see. One last question. Who's your prediction? Who's Trump going to be running up against in 2020?
Well, you know, that's a hard one, and I've been thinking about that a lot. But I've got this feeling. I know people are throwing other billionaires out there, Mark Cuban and a variety of other people, but I've got this feeling it's probably going to end up being Kamala Harris. I don't know why that sticks with me, but I've got a feeling it is.
I think so. All right, Steve, thank you for joining us. Love you, man, and we'll talk soon. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Duck Valley.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.